Well, this is an episode about 6ix9ine. Alright, so I know I ain't been on here for a while, but it's just me. It's just me. It's Darren and my little brother over here, Kaysen. But you know, but let me give y'all some little background by him. See, 6ix9ine, they call him a snitch. They call him this and they call him that. They do all types of things about this 6ix9ine dude. But really, it's a lot of things that go on behind closed doors. And I'm going to tell you what goes on behind closed doors so I can, you know, wake your minds up, okay? So, see, they label 6ix9ine as a snitch, right? See, you know, before rappers just blow, like all of a sudden these rappers just blow up, they have to sign contracts with the Illuminati and all these people, and see, they have to do things. They have to do three things, alright? And I can give you examples. They either have to be like raped, like a train, bro. They either have to sacrifice someone, you know, like Youngboy did G-Money, and like DaBaby did his dad. You remember when DaBaby blew up the same day his dad died? How ironic is that he sacrificed his father? You know how. And then the third one is like humiliation. You know, like when Chris Brown had slapped Rihanna and they humiliated him or whatever. You know, Chris Brown did not actually beat Rihanna up, but, you know. And so, 6ix9ine, you know, the worst thing to be called in the rap industry is a snitch, bruh. Right? That's the worst humiliation of all. And that's what he had to do. That's the ritual he had to do. He had to get humiliated. They had to say he snitched, right? And guess what? He's the biggest rapper. He's... For real, bro. Y'all need to do y'all research. Like, for real, bro. No cap. He did a ritual for the Illuminati, the Deep State, whoever you want to call it. That's, you have to do one of the three. Sacrifice. Get sexed up. You know, get raped. Or get humiliated. That's how you get to the top. You can search Drake in bathtub. You can search Tupac in bathtub. You can search up all these people in bathtubs, you know. They take these pictures in bathtubs for a reason, you know. Promise you, man. 6ix9ine sold out. Right? It was all planned out. And he did it for fame and money. And I wouldn't did that. He did it, okay? I'm serious. Like, y'all don't believe me? Y'all can look it up. I'm not. You think I'm playing? This all the truth you need. Let me go back. Let me. Bro, this dude making all this noise, bro. Let me close my door. Let me drink this water. It's about to get real juicy up in here. You hear me? So let me say it again for y'all and the people in the back, okay? 6ix9ine, you know, let me give you some examples, right? Let's get off of 6ix9ine. You know, Youngboy is one of my favorite rappers, right? And so he was already popping in Baton Rouge, and then all of a sudden he just blew up out of proportion, right? Like when G-Money died. Don't y'all realize when G-Money died, he just blew up, right? Whoa, that blows y'all mind. Y'all can really go back and research this for yourself. Don't believe me. Y'all research it yourself and see. He did a sacrifice ritual. You know he wasn't about to get raped. And then he wasn't going. And he wasn't about to get humiliated because that'd ruin his whole career. So he sacrificed somebody that made him look hard. It made it seem like they killed G-Money, but really, he sacrificed G-Money. So they killed them, sacrificed them. But in order to sacrifice someone, because you can't sacrifice someone you hate. Like, it gotta be someone you love dearly, right? You know, his songs, he be like, okay, it's this one song, I forgot the name. He was like, I remember when I used to call you my big brother. And then he said something about he effed his sister. He used to call you money his big brother. He sacrificed you money. And that's the ritual he did. He blew up. You remember? And he was going to blow up real good again, right? Because you remember in his songs, he was like, I'm not sacrificing my children. You remember? If the people that listen to Youngboy, they be like, he won't sacrifice his children and stuff like that. All right? Because if he sacrificed, see, that had to freaking lock that man up, bro. Because he was going to say something. He was like, and he was talking about 2020 and all that. But you see, he said he was not sacrificing his children. He sacrificed all that pain. He was not about to do that. Because if he would have sacrificed his child, you know all the pain is on, bro. It would no. So, see, that's an example. Like 6ix9ine, he did the humiliation ritual. Therefore, you know. Yeah, everybody's calling him a snitch, right? It's crazy. If somebody see him in public, they probably kill him. Humiliate. Come on now. Come on. So yeah, for real. I'm telling y'all, bro, the Irish Church, all of that. You know, that man. You see. Look, I'm gonna tell y'all. See, I'd be like, why would he do that? Why would he humiliate himself and everybody call him snitch? You know, why would he go through that whole situation just so, you know, they'll call him a snitch? Why? Look at his numbers. That's why. He put out a song 3 days ago, hit 60 million. Freaking what? What? That's why. But that's all I got for today for 6ix9ine. All right. Peace.